Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Yerp.
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And when we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, or whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
That Maxo Cream and Anderson .Paak song. It's called like Division or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that song.
But that's it. All right. Well, what about you, Ant?
Yo, I've been watching a lot of Stranger Things. I ain't gonna cap.
Oh yeah, we finished that too, by the way. I forgot. Yeah, we did finish Stranger Things.
That shit was hard.
Alright. Season 2.
I was tuned in into that new Division. If I get caught, whatever that shit's called. I mean, I seen it got a lot of backlash on social media. I like it.
It's very toxic.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool song. I just think we just know what they're capable of musically, so I guess that's why. And tune in.
It was still good though.
Yeah, I liked it. It wasn't that bad. And then I was tuned into that new Rory song with Raheem and Chantel May. That shit goes hard. Let me see. Grownish came back. Saw the first episode of that. That's about it, for real. Outside of the stuff I already tuned into. So, first topic. So, Ant brought this question to the chat. He wanted to know, is T-Pain considered to be a top 5 R&B singer of the 2000s? All right, go ahead, Ant. Is this your question?
Yo, no cap. It was because me and John C was talking about it. So... No cap, he did have a wave in the late 2000s, and I don't feel like he gets enough respect for that, because everybody was singing, what was it? I'm in love with a, what is it? Bartender. There's two different songs right there, yeah. Remember, yo, that shit with the auto-tune wave? Yeah. Yo, you can't deny.
Yeah, alright.
What y'all feel about that?
Alright, what about you, Lee?
At first, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, fuck no. 2000s, it was a lot of R&B singers.
Yeah.
But then it's like, but that was a strong run.
Hell yeah.
That was a very strong run. Like
how we look at Ty Dolla $ign now and probably Blast in the future. That was T-Pain from like 05 to 2010, 2011.
Facts. Like, literally at one point on BET, this man had every song on there. Or at least featured on that song. Like,
that's facts. He was featured on everything. He was like on the Wayne campaign.
He was on everything. Yeah.
Remember Lil Wayne was on everything. T-Pain was on everything. Yo.
So, all right. So, what's your answer then?
Is he top 5? I said, yeah. I put him out there.
I mean, as far as talent goes, like, I know he can actually sing, but, like, he didn't display that in his own music. So, talent-wise, I wouldn't say he's top 5, only because of that reason. Yeah. So, yeah. Moving on.
Did he?
Yo. So after the show last week, I don't know how this topic even came about. I think Pierre brought up, well, somebody brought up going to the club frequently in your 40s, and I just wanted to like get your opinions on that.
I'm not really with that shit. I feel like at your 40s, you should have, you know, what you're going to get at one point. Like, I don't see, like, nothing wrong with it. You know, you're going for, like, nostalgia purposes or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, let's say, like, you literally that old nigga in the club every weekend.
Still creeping.
I don't know about that. That's not hot. That's not hot.
Looking at the girls that's your kids' age and shit.
And niece and shit.
like your kids and nieces and nephews being there frequently now.
Yeah.
And everybody can tell you the old nigga in the club too.
Right. Now if it was like an old club, like, you know how they have like 30 and over clubs, 40 and over club. I mean, then of course there's nothing wrong with that. But you going where the youngins at. It's a little weird.
All right, Ant, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm on the same wave. That shit shot out. Nah, that shit. Bro, you gotta call it a day. It's like Malik said, you probably gotta go to wine festivals or something. A little bit more mature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My man creeping. Got me speechless.
I mean, I ain't gonna be mad at it. Like, I don't care. You're of age to go. I ain't gonna be mad at it.
Facts.
It's just, I just feel like me at 40, I'm not going there frequently. Like, I might go once in a while.
Right.
If I feel like it, but facts. I just feel like at that time, like, you probably can't even hang with the young bucks anymore. Like, no, I'm just saying, like, facts. It's just like you gonna be in there with, all right, so 40. You were born in 1982. So you're going to be in there with people born in 2001, like partying hard with them. Yeah. 2001. Like you was 19 when they were born. Like you was an adult when they were born.
Facts.
So it's just like, facts. I don't know.
You was in that club.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. When they were born.
So do you think there's a cutoff age like for that?
I mean, like I said, I don't see nothing wrong with, like, going to the club on, like, the occasional, you know what I'm saying? Like, you and your mate, y'all want to just go out, y'all want to go to a club? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's different.
But it's just, like, it's the repetitive going, like...
Yeah, like, you going every single week.
Facts. Like, I feel like you could be 65 at a club.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't do that now.
You want to see what the young whippers slap is doing, and you still... Oh, moving, shit.
I ain't going... Oh, shit. Yo, if you 65 going to the club, I ain't trying to be in. I ain't gonna hold
I'm
you.
Just saying, I ain't trying to hold saying, you. I'm shit. Just saying, bro. They pulling up the, you know what I'm saying, just to see what's up.
Facts. Nah, that's different. I thought you meant like some guy just creeping.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if it's just like, that, like solo dolo mission, yeah. Like, that's a little wild.
The bartender know you by your name.
There go that guy again.
Oh, hey, Donald. Reggie,
yeah.
What you?
Yeah, no,
the usual.
Yeah, the usual. Yeah, they open up a tab for you. You end up getting a free drink after you bought like three and shit.
Right. Like,
goddamn.
Our most loyal customer. Like,
that's crazy, but not though. So yeah, being 40 in a club frequently isn't the way. But if you want to go every now and again, I'm not stopping you.
Facts. Nothing wrong with that.
So I forgot to add this topic to the list. Y'all cool if I add? So on Twitter, Kane and Trey, shout out to them. They were talking about $40 dates, and Kane said he would never disrespect a shorty with a $40 date. And then Trey said, "Bugging, you can cook up a great date for $40." So Leek, how do you feel about that?
Ain't nothing. See, I feel like the problem in our society, don't be worried about how much you spend. Way too much. Like, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? Like, like, straight up, like, you could do dinner and bowling. That's like, well, maybe not dinner and bowling, but you could do bowling or something like that for hours.
Yeah.
40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a date.
Yeah.
Off rip. Snacks and all. Like, whatever you want.
Facts.
Yeah. All right, so how about you, man?
Nah, I'm on the same wave. I mean, you can get away with, like, mini golf and, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some Ritas after or something, or right. Ice cream at the joint. It could be something different, you know what I mean? But at the same time, too, it depends on what kind of date. Because if we go on a dinner date, I don't know, that might not be suitable.
Right.
But it depends, like I said, and what kind of date you... I don't know. I think you can make it work, though. Definitely go downtown, get something to eat, just vibing.
Right.
I don't know. I think... I will say, though, like, I agree with y'all, but I will say, like, I feel like you kind of got to be more creative with the $40 date.
Bro, shit.
Like you can't just go out to dinner. I mean, unless y'all been locked in for a minute and then it's like, oh, babe, let's go get something to eat. Yeah. But
it's someone new, though, ain't? Ain't it someone you just trying to get an interest, trying to get to know? Or you trying to impress? Because there's a difference.
I mean, what's the difference?
Because if you
I mean, there's a difference. I mean, if you're trying to impress them, I mean, if you...
Cause then that's like not the real you to keep it a buck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going out your way to do some extra shit,
that's just the best version of you that you're not gonna show too often.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that.
All right. So if you are trying to impress her, $40 isn't the move.
I mean, possibly not.
No, that ain't for me.
I ain't trying to break my pockets or nothing, but like. If I spend more than 40, I'm probably going to spend more than 40 if I'm trying to really impress her.
Of course. But if we talk like just like a regular date, like put a post, I was assuming like it's somebody you've been with for at least 6 months.
Oh yeah, if you've been with them,
yeah, you know I mean, like, yo, we just, this is what we doing this weekend, just on some
yeah. Oh yeah, that's like, cool, that's cool.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nah, so then what you saying if it's somebody, let's say you trying to get to know, first time out type time?
I feel like the first time you always gotta make a good impression. Yeah. So I'll put it that way.
So all right. So you can't make a good impression with $40.
Not really. Like.
I mean, like.
Let's say you pull out. Okay, you go to dinner, right? You probably gonna go to 9 times out of 10 a steakhouse or a seafood house. Yeah. A little broil place or some shit like that.
Oh, rip.
You feel what I'm saying? Oh, rip. Nigga.
I mean, like.
Appetizer.
I mean, like, don't.
Oh, rip. 20 bucks.
Appetizer,
I mean, like, I mean, like, don't be cheap or nothing, but, like, I'm not going to overspend just to impress somebody. That's just me, though.
What do you call overspend, though?
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
Like, what is that?
I guess the question is, if we're talking first date here, right? Is that what we're talking
about?
Yeah. What's a good price for a first date?
Well, it depends.
Like, to have in mind, like, a good
I mean,
budget.
Like,
this sounds terrible.
Yeah, yo, we sound crazy.
A good price. Hold on, look. Even Don is bugging, bro. That's how y'all bugging out. Oh, get me off this shit.
Yo, everybody got a price. Stop it.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. You might be right on that one. Shit, pull up on me on something. Woo! Hey, yo, ma. Catch me on that gold digger fucking on the YouTube videos. You know what I'm talking about? Let someone pull up on a Rari on me.
I'm just saying. Like,
I got. Let me stop.
I'm going to look at how much money I currently have and can spend and go from there. And then, I mean, like, I'm not about to be cheap or nothing. Like, I'm not about to be like, oh, yeah, you got to order from the 2 for $20 menu or some shit like that. You can get what you want. I mean, depending.
Imagine telling Jordy on the dribble, like, yo, 2 for $20.
Nah, flip that shit over. Nah, don't look at that. Flip that shit over.
You can't even get an appetite.
Go down the list.
Get water with the lemon.
And you gotta get the sugar if you want lemon.
Tell away.
You been through this?
No. Hell no. No.
That's just a funny scenario.
No. No, but like, I'm not about to like spend my last dime on a not on the first date. But like, I'm not gonna be cheap or nothing. But I'm also not about to take her somewhere that. I look at it like this. I wouldn't take a woman on a date somewhere I wouldn't buy food from for myself. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that.
So, moving on. So,
still ain't say the price.
Yo, I don't have a price, yo. Like, what's your price then, Ant?
Nah.
What's your price then, Ant? No, what's your price then?
I ain't say that.
No, I said we
cool with the 40. We cool. Oh, that's man. We can make that shit work.
Yo,
y'all bugging ain't. Y'all got me shot out here.
Yo, bro, you can't do 80, bro. At least.
Oh hell yeah. Y'all
here though. At least let her get a drink, bro.
Y'all asked if we can make 40 work. We could hit happy hour gladly.
Happy hour.
That shit. What?
I mean, hey, you know.
Nah. But minimum, you gotta spend like at least. Honestly, there's like no minimum. I don't think there should be a goal.
I don't think. Shorty, that's 50 a pot.
That's facts.
What if I mean, like, I'm not about to order like something that crazy, like myself.
I'm not.
I mean, she can get what she wants.
Exactly.
But at the same time, for one, I only drink water.
Gratuity.
I mean, for one, alright, I only drink water.
Nigga, like 18%.
That's $20 alone.
$5. What are you talking about? It's like, nah.
This man.
Say like, nah.
Yo. Oh, the $5 tipper.
Nah.
A gallon of gas. That's it.
Nah.
Bull got the work. That's it.
That's crazy.
But nah, though. Yeah, what's your price, man? You said $100 minimum.
I said 80 to 100 minimum.
I mean, like, I don't have a first set day. Price, though. I'm gonna just.
I was going to say, yeah, there ain't really no price. Like, it's just.
I'm not going to take her somewhere that I can't afford.
Exactly.
I mean, facts.
So like I don't have a set price, but she can get what she wants at that price.
Exactly.
And if it is $100, it's $100. If it's only $30, it's only $30.
Because minimum on dates, I've been spending like $100, $150 like for years. No, I'm
that's
saying
that's what I'm saying.
The average, like
that's what I'm saying.
Even if it's just like even me by myself, I spend like $50.
I mean,
that's because of drinks. That shit adds up.
I'm saying. I'm
so get, imagine times two.
I'm gonna get what I want. She gonna get what she wants. At the end of the day, if it's 30,
so she
it's 30.
Pull out, she get facts. That. She get the Brew Ultimate. $120 joint.
You the gold Jose Cuervo.
I'm gonna keep it a bin.
$50 shots. Chill, Shawty.
I'm not at the point of my life to go on a date where they have a meal for $120, yo. I'm just not. I ain't there yet.
Yeah. Keep liking and subscribing.
Yes, please.
Please.
But moving on. So we talked about this before, but I kind of have a new feeling about this for some reason. So Jasmine, shout out to Jasmine. She wanted us to talk about holding somebody down in jail. So the tweet was, I don't think a nigga will hold a female down if they went to jail. So Leek, how do you feel about that?
Apples?
That's one. That's one.
I mean, I will say it's an anomaly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not common for a man to just wait for a woman that's in jail.
Yeah.
But they out here.
Okay. All right.
They out here.
So, Ian, how do you feel about that?
Shit. I mean, I would. It depends on, you know what I mean, the situation and all that.
Were you waiting?
Oh, wait. I thought that was a question, ain't?
I just asked how do you feel?
Yeah,
about
just how you feel about it.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant
you
like.
You went there for.
I mean, yeah. My shorty go to jail? Nah, yeah, we gotta hold it down. But I don't know. Some people be out here like not giving a fuck. Like I just be seeing wild shit.
So,
before you say anything else, how long?
What about like?
How long you holding it down for,
yeah.
Bro?
Yeah,
how long
depends on the charge. She called out. Depends on the situation.
She got 15.
Yeah,
she got 15.
Doing what?
She got 15 years.
Don't matter.
Nah, if I'm involved,
don't matter.
If I'm involved,
like, yo, you got 15.
Is she doing something? Oh, man, see. Y'all put me in a hot seat. I don't know, man. It depends. What she do, like, some
GTA
shit?
She got 15 years in jail, bro.
What she do?
She deaf, nigga.
Deaf? Was I involved?
Don't matter.
She's in jail for 15 years for theft. Are you holding down?
What the fuck you stealing for getting 15 years? I don't...
Get stealing Birkins and jewelry and shit.
Oh, nah. I don't know. I might not hold it down. I might not. Because we ain't going out like that. Like,
and
nah.
That's shorty point, though. A woman,
that's
not all women,
nah,
but some women,
man, listen,
they
listen.
Hold that, they hold it down for that man.
Man, I heard some shit.
But if they like.
All the time about that. I ain't going to get into that, but I heard some shit. But nah.
Like I said, it depends. It depends situation if
well,
I hold it down.
Times out of 10, she still has a little something.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I mean, but
we're well aware.
But hey, long as that nigga come home and he'll hit that body, what we talking about?
Hey.
Whoa.
I mean,
it is a long time. I
ain't gonna hold you.
Better.
I ain't gonna hold you.
What? 15 years?
What?
What'd you 15? Say, bro?
Yo, get something off, yo. Don't wait for me. 15 years? That's a long fucking time, bro.
Wait, so, all right, so...
You, a long time, all right,
so, all right, so, before I get to how I feel about this topic, if you did 15 years, you're going to be cool if your girl does something?
Of course, be respectful. God damn it.
what you mean? I'm respectful.
Like, don't be out here on everybody. You hopping on
true,
the bros
true.
And all that
oh,
other
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm calling it and picking up like, yo. Oh, I'm saying that he will, but like...
Yo!
You know what I'm saying? That shit be happening.
Hey, yo, have y'all seen the show For Life? It got canceled.
I don't think so.
It's a show exactly produced by 50. Why the fuck? Why the dude go to jail? He was innocent the whole time. He went to jail, and his man got with his girl or his wife.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, that's some real shit. It be happening.
I mean, he wasn't supposed to get out until he bought the shit. So that's why that happened. But that's still crazy. I ain't gonna hold you. But anyway, I will say, if you know your partner is doing something illegal,
mm-hmm.
and they go to jail, no matter, this is in general, by the way, I feel like you should hold them down.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You should hold them down.
It depends
you
on
should,
the situation.
You should. But
it's moral.
It's more like, yeah. it's kind of like doing a nice thing. It's not an obligation, you know. Shit, I've been preaching for the past few episodes. But yeah, like, you should hold them down.
That's a
yeah,
fact.
Yeah, if you know about it, my opinion. Like,
yeah, if you know, yeah, like.
Because if it's some dumb shit.
9 times out of 10, you know about it.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm going to hold you down.
Yeah, so if you know. All right, but would you really be 15 years, though?
Yeah. Why not?
The 15?
Especially if we got a kid or something.
You're going to be faithful the whole 15 years?
Yeah.
15 years.
You got to hold it down. You got to do what you got to do.
Well, what about you, Lee?
I'll be 15. Legal. I got them props. 15.
All right. Rules reversed. You going to hold her down?
Nigga, respectfully.
Look. That's why he was saying that shit.
Yo. Respectfully. I'm sad.
Hot boy summer. 2022. Let's go.
15 years.
I wanted to do the same, though. You wouldn't want your girl to...
Hell no. I don't want my girl out here fucking up. What the hell? Okay, what the hell? I don't care if I'm in jail for a day or the rest of my life.
I'm not saying.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm a kind in the back of my mind, though. No, she probably is. But if you were to ask me,
attention too, nigga.
My thing is, I'm a no. I mean, I'm probably back of my head no that she's doing that. But like, if you're asking me, do I want my girlfriend to fuck other men? I'm gonna say no. Like,
facts.
Type of shit is that.
Of course, nobody like necessarily wants them to. But again, if I'm in jail for 15 years, I know better.
Yeah, I know.
That's
better.
That's all.
I still don't want my girl fucking other niggas.
Facts.
No,
I mean, they
no.
sell sex toys on IG now, so like,
they sell sex toys at Target.
Exactly. Like all that pocket shit.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I seen the shits everywhere.
No, cause
next to the condoms and everything.
That's great.
Like the whole sex out, no fucking open.
Like kids can like pick that up.
Yo, no cap.
Here you go.
No funny shit. Y'all want to know something crazy?
What?
One time I was in Target, right? Or I think some fucking store. I was getting deodorant, whatever, and fucking I hear a kid out of nowhere just say, "Look, mom, that's a dildo." And then the mom said, "Well, how the hell do you know what that is? Come on, keep going." I'm like, "Yo, kids are tripping. It looks like a fucking 3-year-old."
Wow.
That's the internet, bro.
Alright, so
that shit crazy.
So, Aunt, you will hold your girl down. Leak, you wouldn't hold your girl down.
Bro, 15 is a long time.
Stay solid.
Yeah, stay solid. I don't know, man.
I come out a whole different person.
Man, she come out. I was just thinking that shit. What if she come out lesbian?
Saying, bro, like that's a long fucking time. Realistically, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, like 15 years. Like 15 years, I'm gonna be 41.
It's a long time.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
Yo, it's funny y'all say that shit. Y'all ever watch Space Force?
Huh?
Y'all ever watch Space Force?
Nah.
Yo, y'all should, because that actually happened in the show. And she actually turned out lesbian. She was trying to get a divorce the whole time while he was holding it down in jail.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 15, that's a long time, bro. 15
years.
That's a long time.
So, yeah. I don't know, man.
Y'all got kids? That plays a factor too.
Does it?
No, it fucking don't.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yo, 15. You 15 know what? Years. I'm gonna put it to you like this. Let's say she just had the child. Child's
facts.
9 months old.
My beautiful baby boy. Right.
Beautiful baby. 15 years. That child gonna be 16.
That's facts.
Actually, it's gonna be 15 years. 15, bro.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Right,
come on,
I said
yo.
Facts too, man.
I'm saying like, birthday what? 3 months away?
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
That's
16-year-old.
Like, stop it.
And then that's if the baby just 15 born.
Or 16.
Now the baby like five, the baby gonna be a grown adult,
exactly.
A legal adult when you get.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
And you,
I
mean, and I you mean, saying 15 years like it's nothing.
Like that's a long time.
It is, but.
I'm sorry, I'm living.
Especially.
Respectfully.
He said respectfully. Shit. I ain't gonna hold with you.
Cause I love mine. Cause I said, my fault, Riley, the one I went, get back with a tight time. Like, when she come out? Love her that much, but yo, 15 years is a long time to not do nothing.
True.
I gotta do nothing.
I mean, I don't know, man. That's 15. I'm gonna say.
Having fun or something? 15.
10 still.
10 still a lot, nigga.
Yeah, like, it's double digits. Now, I ain't gonna hold you. If
five
it was like
is a, negotiable.
I ain't gonna hold you. One or two, I'm definitely, yeah. That's facts. 2 years. But anything over that, I gotta think about. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. 15 is a long time. That's
a minute.
That's a serious offense.
Like, how long
was
that?
That
show was a minute, though.
It was less than 15. I know that
oh,
much.
Shout out to Mace.
Fuck Mace gotta do it.
I don't know. It's one or two.
What the hell, y'all?
Just paying homage.
Yeah. Y'all need God. That's what it is.
And man. I ain't getting into that right now. Like,
okay, yo.
So, last topic. So, rapper Glorilla, if you don't know who that is, she made the song FNF. You should know what that means by now. Think about it. So,
hit her.
So,
what?
So
the song can be heat?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. That's anyway. So yeah, song heat. I like
song,
it.
Song's a great. It's a great song.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Song of the summer, possibly.
Yeah. So she got signed to the CMG label. That if you know who runs that label, it's Yo Gotti. So after that, people were looking up old tweets from her, and she was in support of Young Dolph a few years ago. And if you don't know why that's significant, Yo Gotti and Young Dolph were beefing.
And they at war.
Yeah. So, Leek, how do you feel about those old tweets being brought back up?
That shit do not matter. The fact that somebody literally sat on Twitter, scrolled just to find something, that shit is corny, bro. Like, maybe if Dolph was still alive, it would matter just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, like, sad to say, but, like, yo, the man's gone.
Yeah.
She signed the deal to Yo Gotti. He has the hottest label, technically, right? Young label right now in the game.
Nah, Free YSL. Nah, he has the hottest label in the game.
Free YSL.
That's what I'm saying. So
YSL does not even come close in. But continue, Lee.
Ooh, I don't know.
Come close. No,
Young
no,
Thug and
no.
Gunna carry all day.
Yeah, Young Thug.
It don't matter.
Gunna. All right. Young so Thug who? And
that's
Gunna.
A, yeah, that's.
What's
that's
the other label we talking about? I don't CMG. Even know the name.
But CMG. I ain't
GMC.
CMG.
CMG.
Yes.
Who?
Gotti.
Who?
Gotti. Money
nah,
Bag.
Let me stop. Nah,
exactly.
Nah. Because Money Bag, my man.
Black Youngster. Mozzie.
All right, I forgot about Black Youngster. Whore.
EST.
Whore.
Was it Lil Popper?
4-2 oh. Dub, right. Lil Pop. Yeah, like, come on, though.
All right, I ain't gonna lie. The roster is kind of heavy.
Exactly.
ESTG.
Yeah, like, come on, now.
Influence-wise, yeah. Though. Influence-wise. Free-wise, though.
Yeah, bro. Like, anyways. I don't know. Anyway, like, she's making way for herself and for her family. So, yeah. Like, why even try to throw that in the mix? To, you know what I mean? I'm sure Yo Gotti ain't worried about that shit, I'm sure. But yeah. It's for me, this is like somebody really scrolled through to find something.
Yeah.
And that's what you found. Her being a fan years ago mm-hmm. about the music.
Yeah. But she was talking crazy on Gotti, though.
I mean,
but
that's
it's still,
a fact.
But that's still her being a fan, so I ain't tripping.
It's her being a fan.
All right, so what about you, Ant?
Yeah, I think that shit kind of childish. I mean, that shit kind of like, why? Money. Yeah, in a way. Because at the same time, you know what I mean, that's kind of in the past and like, money's money. So, if anything, he about to make the bag off her while she makes the bag too. So, I don't know, like Malik was saying, he probably don't even fucking care.
Nah, he don't. I honestly just feel like people are just taking the irony of it seriously. That's all. And then, cause it's like, I'm pretty sure she wasn't even affiliated with Dolph like that.
Facts.
And if she was, then I would understand why. But, like, I just think she was speaking as a fan. Like, that's, like...
What'd she say, though?
She was basically on, like, on Dolph. Like, pro-Dolph, anti-Gotti, basically.
Yeah, I think she even said, like, fuck Gotti and
yeah.
That shit or something like
yeah.
That. Like,
so, like, nah, so, like...
It was harsh, but...
Yeah. So, that's like if Drake won the sign as the OVO. Hear that, Drake? If he won the sign as the OVO and he signs us... And then, like, niggas bring up my old tweets on Pusha T side during their beef. That's basically what it's like.
Exactly.
That's heavy, though.
Hmm?
Yeah, I wouldn't sign you.
Why?
What?
No, that's different. That's different because Gotti and Dolph were. That was beyond music.
It's shots behind, like shots, 100 shots multiple times.
Nah, but Drake, I think he'll be the type that'll not sign you for that.
For one,
I wouldn't.
I ain't gonna hold you. If Drake got the time to look up old tweets off my old account that I made,
like he probably paying someone to do that.
I promise you, he's not even paying.
He probably just come with the info.
Why the fuck does that shit matter, yo? Are you going to sell even, records for me?
I That's wasn't facts. Even talking crazy on Drake. I just said Pusha T had the better disc.
Cap.
We about to hit licks together. Like, Cap. Are you going to sell records?
Yeah, like.
Do you have influence?
Exactly. Like, I don't think. Bro. Yo. You lucky that's machine washable. But, so yeah, like, so yeah, basically. All right, so basically, just stop digging up old tweets in general. Try to get somebody out of here. Unless the tweets were that wild, like on some racist, homophobic, some shit like that.
Exactly, yeah. Like shit like that. That needs to be addressed.
Yes,
like Doja Cat or.
Yeah.
Stirring up the beat.
Like,
yeah,
nah, that's
yeah.
a fact. Like, that shit, that needs to be addressed.
She was in them chat rooms.
Oh. Crazy.
Showing feet.
What?
You ever seen that tweet?
Nah,
Nori was like.
Oh. She was on a Zoom call or some shit.
Nah. Yeah, I thought it was, he was. She
nah,
was,
Nori. I don't know why he said feet, but this nigga Nori was like, in all caps on Twitter, she was in racial chat room showing feet.
That's wild.
I was like, yo.
Yo, if that's true, that's wild. My God.
That's funny.
Yo, I don't think. Yeah.
But she just felt like she didn't get love from the black community back then or something like that, right?
I mean, like.
Definitely gets love, but it's not from the black community.
I mean, like.
Which I'm not saying that she shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it's. That's not how it is.
I mean, like, the type of music she make, I don't even think. Like, in comparison to, like, the Megs I make. Megs, the Sweeties, the Glorillas, I don't think.
Put you like this, I'd rather my daughter listen to Doja Cat than them.
But weren't y'all just saying a couple episodes ago that she's a spitter?
She is.
She flows.
Yeah, she flows. But that don't mean like the type of music she makes.
But you said that she can't compete.
She got Lil Wayne bars, but yeah. She flows.
So you saying she can't compete with like Meg?
No, I'm talking about her like audience.
Okay. I think might she like okay. I gotcha.
I mean, what's wrong with Meg? Leak.
Facts.
What you mean? I never said something's wrong with Meg.
No, facts, nah, sir.
You said you rather your daughter listen to Doja Cat than Meg, and Doja Cat be on the same time Meg be on.
Do she? I don't know. I catalog like that. I'm still on Moo Moo song for real.
Damn near. Yeah, you gotta dig deep.
I don't know.
I get it, but
Meg's out here.
Yeah, she dropped a song with Future.
Yeah, like, and they on the cover like it's a fucking witch, like a tongue out of some shit.
Yeah. I mean, her music not for kids. Like, boy,
that's what Doja is.
No, the fuck is not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Hell no.
The pop music, maybe. But.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. She can make pop music.
I mean, the shit you hear on the radio, yeah. That on the album, you know.
But the shit on the radio still be kind of wild.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna cap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's you know I ain't that.
So this concludes this week's episode, and when we end the show, we always give a final thought to the world. So, Leak, what is your final thought?
Spread more love, less hate. Follow me on all socials at It's Just Leak.
All right. So, Ant, what is your final thought?
Yo, stay hydrated. It's fucking heat wave. It's fucking hot. That's it. Stay safe.
Nah, because...
I'm fried.
I know. So, my final thought is... I just feel like I shouldn't see anybody ordering plates through the fucking mail.
Get them.
Like, yo, y'all see that shit? Yeah. Nah, like.
Wait, you talking about pink sauce?
See, well, like, see,
the actual crawfish shit.
No, see, all right, the pink sauce, that's different. I can't. See, I think that was just a smart idea that went bad, in a way. Even though everybody involved is fucking stupid for paying $20 for sauce.
What are y'all talking about? What is pink sauce?
Threw it in the chat. Bro. Dang, you don't read it?
This bro, nigga.
Say no, dang, no. But nah, though. All right, so the pink sauce, some girl wanted to sell a pink sauce like as like a condiment for $20. And like she like mailed it out as like she didn't like she just like wrapped it up and put it like in like not a paper. Box in paper and sent it out in this heat, so it went bad and then all that people got sick, so that's why I say everybody involved is an idiot. So like,
pretty much.
But like I feel like
$20, like even the back of the fucking like the label and shit.
She put angel like, numbers as the serving as the serving size 444.
Bro, like.
But no, though, that was just a smart idea. And my like now looking at it, that's just a smart idea.
That
shit went bad.
Like Pepto-Bismol,
yeah. Smart. Yeah. I mean she could have packaged it better, made it cheaper, did more research to get the nutrition part of it back. But like not looking back, I'm not too mad at it, but everybody's fucking stupid in that situation.
Yeah.
Now, an old girl that bought the fucking crawfish in the mail.
That was wild. That was wild.
I ain't never in my life seen no shit like that before in my life.
Nah, bro, that was crazy.
Like, she said, I smelt it through the box, and it's all I got. Like, I'm pretty sure that it expired. It took her, like a week for it to get there. Like, nah, like.
And it looked like they ain't had that joint in, what is it called? Dry ice. Nothing.
Yeah, like,
bro. Like, they just throw it in the box and say, send it. Like,
you gotta. If you're gonna send out food, for one, don't send out actual plates. Get, no. That's. Like, whoever bought that shit's fucking stupid. I'm sorry. Whoever bought that shit was stupid.
Shit was crazy, bro.
But if you're gonna send food out, make sure it's packaged right. Make sure you do the research to make sure it's the nutrition facts is all good. Don't fucking make the serving size angel numbers. Don't try. I know you're a small business, but don't try to sell sauce for $20. That's just insane.
Like, nah, it depends on the hype though, because hot ones be doing that shit. You know what I'm talking about? The where they eat the wings, hot sauce.
I'm pretty sure them sauces are not $20.
Yo,
they're not.
They probably
Google that shit.
Like
Google that shit. Nah. Because I'm telling you.
All right. But time out. That's hot. That's
you're right. You're right. You said small business. You're right.
She's selling a sauce nobody has. They're literally watching TikToks of and never tasted for $20 and buying it.
Yeah, that shit is a dub. Especially you had to deliver.
Yeah.
Because that shit being expired and people getting sick.
Yeah, she got a lawsuit coming in. It's going to be, I feel bad for Shorty because I feel like.
She getting sued?
Might be. Somebody going to sue.
That's facts.
But I feel like somebody's going
to. Nah, they definitely do got something that's, like this one is 30. But it's like it's super hot though. Like, it's like one of them joints.
Yeah.
But like they have like something that's like cheaper too. Definitely.
I'll be buying hot sauce.
They got the pack. That's like four in a pack for four.
Because I'll be buying hot sauce at the market downtown.
Yeah.
For like 20, 24 bucks. That shit hit. Sweet chili sauce.
So like I feel bad because she might get hit with a lawsuit and then like Hans or somebody
take that idea
and come up with a pink sauce and make bread off of it. That's crazy. So
that shit really do like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, nah, I don't want nothing pink on any of the food I eat.
It didn't even look appealing. Like I get it, like you love pink, but like come on.
Like if it was like a syrup for like a dessert, alright, cool.
But what it tastes like? What
for
they
real,
say?
For real, keep it all the way 100. They didn't know.
Nobody knew. They watched it on
they
TikTok.
They keep saying like a sweet ranch.
A sweet ranch.
That's
that
what
sounds
I
like ranch and ketchup. That's what it sounds like.
That probably is real. I ain't gonna lie. I think somebody tried to remake it, but it kept failing. So it really just might be ketchup and ranch. It really is not ketchup and ranch. So this concludes this week's episode. I would like to thank y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. All right, the shout out Swanee Visuals down there on the cam for recording us.
Yo.
And I want you.
It's the homie.
No, I got me laughing. But oh, I'd like y'all to follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, and Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram. And we out.
Peace. Water.